This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A record number of Michigan schools are struggling to stay in the black. So far, the headlines have focused on the fiscal problems of some of Michigan's more populated counties. A new state law allows state officials to dissolve and consolidate small schools with big problems. But as Interlochen Public Radio's Linda Steffen reports, there are schools in northern Michigan that are paying very close attention to the new law as well.
In Sutton's Bay, the last Saturday of summer vacation was dedicated to a massive school fundraiser.
We're here out supporting Flotilla. Flotilla will go towards supporting a lot of stuff in our school.
A lot of people have already heard this story. It looks like the Leelanau County tourist town has probably broken a world record for stringing together more than 2,000 canoes and kayaks in a massive flotilla on Sutton's Bay.
You're from Ohio. Well, good. Welcome, welcome.
But this event is part of a bigger story, as Mike Hill can help explain. He's the superintendent of the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District. It serves Sutton's Bay and other districts in the five-county region that surrounds Traverse City. Hill says he's impressed with Sutton's Bay's fundraising, its creative budgeting, and he's impressed at the simple fact that somehow the school district remains solvent.
They have tried so many different innovative approaches and initiatives to maintain the identity of that school district, the pride of that school district, the student achievement levels of that school district, extracurricular. It really is a fascinating story, one that I think brings a lot of pride for this region.
A success story, yes. But is the district at risk of going into the red and one day, maybe being dissolved?
Yes.
So says Mike Hill with the five-county ISD and Mike Murray, superintendent of Sutton's Bay Public Schools.
Funding schools the way we do, so much money per pupil, makes those districts that have declining population, puts them in a spot where they can't adjust quickly enough.
Murray gives an example. Say a district lost 25 students.
That would be a considerable amount of money, $150,000. But losing 25 students might mean that on a bus, you would go from busing 55 students to 52 or 53 students each bus run. You can't reduce the number of bus runs. You still have to cover the same amount of territory, and you still have the same bus costs. Each classroom might go from 27 students down to 25 students. That doesn't mean you can reduce the number of teachers.
It's not necessarily the case that schools with big money problems are failing academically, nor are they always financially mismanaged. There are other small rural districts with declining enrollment and dwindling budgets where student achievement remains high. After many years of recession, this is actually a pretty old story. One Senator Howard Walker of Traverse City hopes will soon be behind us. He championed a small equity payment this year. That means more money for the state's lowest-funded schools, including a lot of northern districts. He spoke with me by phone recently from the floor of the state Senate.
I'm real confident that northern Michigan schools are going to stay solvent. I think that we've turned the corner. I think that funding increases have happened and will continue to happen. I'm optimistic that way.
But more schools than ever face big financial hurdles. One solution has been a push for consolidation. Consolidation of services, even consolidation of districts. And in the case of small schools that end up with big money problems, under a law passed this summer, the state can now force dissolution and consolidation. It's already happened with two districts in the southern half of the state. Both Walker and Superintendent Murray say it may make some sense to rethink school district boundaries. Murray even says consolidation, which some would call the C word, is growing a bit more palatable.
The financial crisis we're in, I think, has made people more willing to take a look at options because, in the end, it's not the school mascot that's important. It's what kind of quality education is each child going to get.
Murray says it's true that larger districts can have an easier time absorbing budget ups and downs, and size can also mean greater efficiency. But he also worries one-size-fits-all approaches that have been floated around in Lansing could do more harm than good up north, where consolidation doesn't always make as much sense as it does in some of the state's more populated regions.
The idea of consolidation shouldn't happen just for the sake of consolidation. It should happen because it's more cost effective.
Murray says Leelanau County schools have considered consolidation. Financially, it wouldn't benefit. Meanwhile, Sutton's Bay and nearby districts are working together more and more, often consolidating services through the intermediate school district. At the ISD, Mike Hill prefers the term collaboration for these projects, and he says it's a good thing, but he doubts either service collaboration or district consolidation would go far enough to solve the financial struggles of local school districts in the region he serves.
You know, if we've got districts that are financially stressed, and we do have the majority of our districts are managing their resources in a fiscally responsible way, something has to change. So what that is, I don't know.
Hill says it's time to at least ask another big question, whether the state's per-pupil funding system is working. But for now, the emphasis from leadership in Lansing seems to be on cost savings through efficiency.
All right, let's go get our canoe.
Back at the flotilla last month, Sutton's Bay freshman Will Fott told me he's well aware his school is struggling.
Oh, yeah, I hear it all the time. I mean, the system can be a little weird in terms of funding sometimes. But I like our size now, actually.
Will says in Sutton's Bay, you'd rarely get cut from a sports team. Others mention easy access to teachers and the chance to do a lot of activities with less competition. Everything from band to drama and student government. And if the economy doesn't turn around soon, proponents of Michigan's smaller districts may find themselves increasingly making the case for their existence. For Stateside, I'm Linda Steffen.